God is good, even when we're bad. Oh, things are happening. You can't deny that. Amen? You can't deny that things are really happening. You know, I was praying this morning, and while I was praying, I saw strange things. And you know, I don't know if you know or not, but the demonic force, those who are servants of the devil, their symbolic is to close one eye. Because what they're symbolizing is they serve the one eye, the Ra, the eye of the demonic, the spirit of Ra. So they close one eye because they think it's the all-seeing eye. And so I saw that this morning, and I'm thinking, okay. But then I saw an eye patch over many people. He said, that eye patch is associated with my children. They're not seeing out of both eyes. They're seeing out of one. And he said, the powers of darkness, those who serve the devil, have actually closed the eye that they could see out of, so they're blinded totally. I thought, whoa. So I've said, so we've gone from masks to patches. And I just saw all these black patches on all these people everywhere. There were those who had no patches on, and there were those who had patches on. And I said, those are my children that are still blind. I said, those who, he said, they haven't reached a maturity level where they can see out of both eyes. Then I heard, did you ever hear somebody say, like, double blindness or double vision? You know, where they see two things, because I used to be like that when I was drunk, you know, or high. I have to close one eye while you're driving so you didn't drive off the road, you know. But that's how it is then. We were seeing double. There was double vision because, you know, we were influenced by demonic. But he's saying, listen, God is looking for individuals that have dual vision, not double vision. And so all of the things that's going on right now is to bring spiritual sight, to begin to dismantle the physical sight. Look at the world is going crazy over everything they see. Everything, the media and all this stuff, everything is about physical, physical, physical. Now, what you see in the physical is already happening in the spiritual. But you and I as believers should be able to have full sight. We should have spiritual sight with no patches, no blinders. So we can see things through. We have a teaching called Seeing It Through. But so we can also discern the times and seasons of what's happening. And as I began to, as the Spirit began to reveal certain things to me, I thought, my gosh, how many times individuals have missed things of God because they're not seeing fullness. They're not seeing the fullness of it. And, you know, the enemy distracts in every way he can. He gets this entanglement in the affairs of the world and family matters, this, that, business, money, all of this other stuff. And many people are missing God's provisions and things that are happening because they're too entangled in the affairs of the world. They haven't come to a place where total surrender, because total surrender will bring more sight. Still fighting for your life, you'll be blinded. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6. However, we speak wisdom, hello, among those who are what? Mature. Yeah, not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to what? Nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That is something that's hidden that will be revealed. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual with the spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritually judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In other words, spiritual sight is revealed by the Holy Spirit. That's it. It's revealed by who? The Holy Spirit. Acts 9:17. So spiritual sight is brought by who? The Holy Spirit. Acts 9:17, let's speak it. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is phenomenal. Now, we know that he was blinded, amen, but he was already blinded before that. In fact, every human being is born blinded to the things of the Spirit. Every human being. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he rose and was baptized. So these scales of their eyes were placed by the serpent from the beginning. Where? In the garden. When Ananias laid his hands on Saul, he got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and the scales came off. Paul received his spiritual sight. Somebody get it? This is why half of the body who's not baptized in the Holy Ghost are walking around with patches on. Oh, they can see partial, but they can't see it all the way through. God came to restore sight. Does everybody understand that? He not only came to bring salvation, what good is salvation if you can't see? What good is salvation if you can't fight and battle and overcome? It's a bummer to be saved and then die. I mean, it's a good thing to go home. But then what purpose did we serve here? Because we have a call, a purpose, a call, purpose, and destiny. I'm going to skip right to the answer, so, because I can't contain it. The more you pray in the Holy Ghost in tongues, the more you'll see. Does everybody get it? That's why you have to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. To what? Receive the gift of tongues. Why? Because the more you pray in the Spirit, what does it do? It releases mysteries. Mysteries are hidden things. The more you pray in tongues, the more you'll see things. Does everybody get that? So one of the things the enemy doesn't want you to do is get baptized in the Holy Spirit. He doesn't want you to pray in tongues. He wants to rely on what your physical sight is in everything you do. And that will keep you out of position. Oh, this is what's happening all over. Listen, you may be blessed at work. You may be having a lot of finances. You may be blessed at everything else but sight. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Doesn't the serpent always question God's words? You know God's promises. You already know what's right and wrong inside, but that question will come to you in reason. To cause reasoning, self-justification. Hallelujah. And a woman said to the serpent, that was her first mistake. She said, "Get out, rebuke you," instead of trying to convince him. "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it." That's the most important thing. Touch it. How many of y'all know you can touch with your thoughts? Amen. Ooh. Many fall because they keep touching with their thoughts. They make wrong choices. "Lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You ain't gonna die. You will not surely die." This is what the serpent said to the woman. He called God a liar. And this is what he says. He said to this woman, "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Well, they're already made in his image and likeness. God was going to train them up. But the servant knew that he can convince them to cooperate with him, they would become blind. So we don't understand that. That's why everybody is born blind. They have no spiritual sight when you're born. That's why we must be born again. Amen? The serpent lied. The eyes were closed to spiritual sight. But thank God for Jesus. He came to bring the baptism of the Holy Spirit so we could see. That's why Jesus spoke in parables. What was Jesus bringing? He's bringing a picture. He's bringing a picture of understanding because he knew that what you saw would be burned. So he brought a picture to everyone to give them spiritual sight. Does everybody understand that? Every time he spoke in parables. And many times he had explained to his disciples that were following him what they were, what the meaning was. But he didn't explain it to the others, only to his disciples, his followers. And Ezekiel 28 and verse 12. "Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you are the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty." Well, that wasn't a man. He was talking about who? Lucifer. "You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, diamond, braille, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created." Why? Because Lucifer was the praise and worship leader. Amen? But he was full of wisdom. Why? Because that's, remember the, we just read that the serpent was what? The wise of all what? Beasts. Beasts are a representation of fallen angels also. Verse 14, he says, "You are the anointed cherub." Well, no man's an anointed cherub, no human. "You are the anointed cherub who covers what? The universe with praise and worship. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones." That's when God created stones. That's when God created the earth. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. What was found in him? Pride. He was full of wisdom. That's why he was known as being wise. Amen? But pride was his fall, because he wanted to be like the Most High God. He wanted to worship. So in his wisdom, he was able to, when God set him in the garden, because he served Adam in the garden. This may be hard to understand. But the serpent maintained the garden for Adam, and so did the other fallen angels. Hello? Praise God. And so in this, the serpent had the wisdom and deceived Eve. And because he deceived Eve, then Eve deceived Adam, then both of them became blind. So they lost the presence and the sight of all evil. They lost it. They no longer could see it. They couldn't see the serpent. They couldn't see the angels. They couldn't see nothing anymore. Then they ran because they were full of fear. And they hid themselves. And the Lord came walking in the garden. And they only could hear him. They couldn't see him anymore. Because they were what? Blinded. And the Lord said, where you at, man? And so we hid ourselves because we were afraid. And the Lord said, who told you that? Did you partake of that tree? Did you partake with that serpent? And he said, yes. He said, now you're blinded. And I don't want you to be blind the rest of your life and live this way for eternity. So he removed them. Why? So they could not partake of the tree of eternal life, because they would be in that condition forever. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, if it's blinded, it is veiled or blinded to those who are what? Perishing. Whose minds, the God of this age, who's the God of this age? Lucifer, Satan, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So again, we were born blinded. The God of this age blinds. And even after people have received partial sight, many of them are still walking around with a patch on one eye. So do you think the powers of darkness, one of their major functions is to keep you blind? So what are they doing? They create a false reality so you can't see the true reality. You know, I've heard multiple testimonies of individuals that have been involved in high-tech operations, on and off-planet operations. And it's amazing. You know, we talk about the dark ages. Well, the dark ages are still here. We still live in dark ages. The technology that is beyond us is far beyond that we have no idea what's going on. But what God has given us is sufficient to live, to survive, to overcome, until we shed this place and get into the proper place where we are actually called to be and to live. Amen? But that's what the Bible says. We're to live in the Spirit, but not only live it, walk in the Spirit. That's a whole other realm where you see differently. You hear differently. You can't wait to shed this place. We groan daily. Well, I've been groaning all morning long. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see what? Visions. That's spiritual sight, isn't it? And also my men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Well, is God doing that? Yes. Listen, he doesn't give you anything that you don't desire. Well, why hasn't it happened to me? Are you really seeking it? Are you really desiring to be filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit? Are you really willing to do whatever it takes to pray in tongues? Are you seeking him to get? Seeking you will what? Find. Amen? See, so many people are just content with salvation. They don't want more. And they're more of a danger than the ones that are unsaved. Does everybody understand why? Because they're supposed to be an example of power and truth. They're supposed to be an example of making right decisions. They're supposed to be that example, but they're walking around with one patch. They can only partially see. Listen, we'd be far along if everyone in the body of Christ was baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and could see. Things would have never gotten this bad. Hallelujah. Let's go to Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2:2. Then the Lord answered and said to me, write the vision, what you see, and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will what? It will speak. It will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his what? Faith. Wow. Faith is sight. It's spiritual sight. Does everybody get it? Faith is spiritual sight. What does the Bible say? How do you increase your faith? Praying what? Tongues. So if you're praying in tongues, you're not only going to increase your faith, but your faith is going to create spiritual sight. Hallelujah. Now, this is about future. He said, write the vision down. What's coming? The Bible says that the Spirit will tell us things to come. He'll warn us of things. But so many people are missing the trap and falling into traps of the enemy because they're not seeing it. They're not. See, what happens when a person becomes blinded? You know what they rely on? Their carnal senses. They rely on everything around them. They rely on what they feel. Why? Because they can't see spiritually. And an individual who relies on everything that they feel is dangerous. Because your feelings lie. Amen? And that's what the enemy wants, to get us to a place where we're not relying on the Spirit of God. We're relying on the things that of our surroundings, our environment. We're relying on what we feel, what we sense. There's a difference between physical sense and spiritual sense. There's a difference between soulish sense and spiritual sense. Same thing with discernment. You know, we're dual citizens. We're citizens of heaven also. Well, you better see then. You better see the things of heaven, and you better see the things that are physical. Ephesians 1:15, please. Therefore, I also, after heard of your faith in the Lord and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of what? Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your what? Understanding being enlightened. In other words, the things that you spiritually see are going to be able to be interpreted. Interpreted. How many times have you had a dream you didn't get the understanding yet? Let me tell you, you pray in the Holy Ghost. You wait. Write it down. It will come. And the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand and in the heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Again, eyes of understanding, ability to interpret what you see spiritually. Amen. And what's the most important thing that we're able to discern in everything? Because the enemy's bringing a false reality. We live in a false reality. This is false. It's temporary. It's not eternal. So we should have dominion over every false thing, shouldn't we? Amen? But why don't people? Because they're walking around with a patch. So the false reality is influencing more to them than the true reality. So they're cooperating more with the false reality than with the true reality. And that's why people's identities are being compromised. That's where an individual is double-minded. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13. You know, you see what's going on, you hear what's going on, and you question, how can people be so stupid and still breathe? You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, this is, man, how can you be so blinded? You know, even my own, some of my family members, man, they knew me before. And I used to show up at the parties with my wife, and I mean, it's her family, most of them. My family knew me. Heck, I used to supply most of my cousins and everything. And then when they saw me after I had the visitation from the Lord, and I was like, no, I don't. That's not me anymore. Many of them got saved. But some of them, even though that they couldn't accept my change. Because they thought it was me doing it. they couldn't believe that God would visit a moron like I was. An addict, messed up, out there, money hungry. They couldn't believe that that could happen. I'd be so messed up at some of the events, and I'd leave thousands of dollars everywhere, or something be falling out of my pocket. Oh, hey, can you look in the couch and see what I left there? I mean, I did some crazy stuff, but they couldn't believe my change. It was hard for them because the enemy was so, they were so blinded they couldn't see it. And after all these years, and after the Lord restored my wife and myself, and all these years, they still don't get it. And they refuse to, because they're so caught up and bound up in what they believe, because they've been taken into the false reality. And they don't want to leave it. They don't even believe there's another reality. Man, if you tell them God talked to you, they're going to throw you out. You're nuts. Yeah, the Lord told me this morning. You're crazy. God doesn't speak to people. Whoa, and you're supposed to be a Christian? If God ain't speaking to you, you ain't a Christian. Because you ain't receiving. Does everybody get it? Being Christ-like means you're his children. You're his offspring. He speaks to us. He reveals things to us. He visits us. If it ain't happening to individuals, something ain't right. You can ask him anything at any time, in any circumstance. You'll get an answer. And it might be no, but you got an answer. But he always makes a way of escape. He doesn't give you any more than you can handle. Everything in this Bible is nothing but artwork. Think about it. It's all about a picture. It's a movie. Did you ever hear the Bible, people saying a picture is worth 1,000 words? Well, you know what? It is. God speaks to me more in vision than he does his voice. You'll see more. Why? Because he doesn't have to explain it all to you. You see it. Boom, it's done. There it is. Now, you got to search the interpretation. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. 1 Corinthians 13, please. Verse 8. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. When? When everything is done. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Now listen, this is powerful. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became born again, filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit, I put away childish things. This is what he's talking about. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. See, partial sight, patched, patched eye, one eye. Learning to see things to the fullness, learning to see like the fullness of times. You know, people still can't discern that. They can't even discern what season we're in right now. And that's, again, the area where there's that false reality and the true reality. Listen, why we're here, I want to go somewhere else. Chapter 14, let's start at verse 1. Pursue love and desire what? Desire them. Why? Because God ain't going to give you something you don't desire. But especially that you may what? Prophesy. What is prophecy? Think about this. Praying in tongues gets a vision. Now you prophesy. Does everybody get it? It's an interpretation of tongues. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to who? God. For no one understands them. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries, things that are hidden. But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. But he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. But he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, and even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with the tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. So let me share with you again. Prophecy also is the interpretation of tongues. Why? Because when you pray in tongues, you get vision. Does everybody get it? Now you're able to prophesy. You know, we do this exercise when we do round table. People pray in tongues. The Spirit says, give me a phrase. He's not asking for anything difficult. So we can begin to exercise praying and seeing. Praying in tongues and seeing. Praying in tongues and seeing. so that when you do pray for someone, when you're laying hands on an individual, you can pray in tongues and God can show you their whole closet. But he doesn't tell you to reveal their whole closet. So he's not going to show you everything that he knows you aren't going to hold back. Amen? Because we're not out to bring people down, we're out to encourage them and warn them. I've prayed for people and warned them many times. But I would tell them in their ear, not on a mic. Amen? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we what? We groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us a spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Does everybody get that now? So what is faith? It's spiritual sight. So he's saying, listen, walk by spiritual sight, not by physical sight. For we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be what? Well-pleasing to God. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what has been done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well-known to God, and I also trust are well-known in your consciences. Walk by faith is spiritual sight, not by physical sight. Amen. So even after we get done praise and worship, everybody's praying in the spirit, there are things that are going on. And God may give you a vision. Amen. He may show you something. And we're all praying in tongues, right? And the Lord will always give me a vision. Some sort of a vision. He'll always show me something to release a message. Every time, it's to release a message. The last time we gathered together, the Lord released a message. The message was, I saw his hand come down like a karate chop to this country. Boom! You remember that? And what did he say? A house divided won't stand. He said, I'm dividing this country so it can come down. And then he will rebuild it. Now, he doesn't explain how he's going to do it, does he? But you could just know it. This house, this country, will be dismantled to be restored. It's being dismantled right now. It's divided, isn't it? We've never seen this country so divided. Why? There's people that are walking around with a patch and a hand. And there's people walking around with a patch or just a hand. Hello. But the ones that are not walking around with neither a patch or a hand are the God's seers. They're what? His seers. We're the ones that are carrying and exposing the hidden mysteries of God. We're the carriers of the truth. Those in the world that have one patch are going to be running to you. There are those who are double patched and they don't know where to go. And you got to understand it. Music, TV, technology is putting patches on people's eyes. Artificial intelligence. What do you think the beast is going to be? The one they're going to worship is going to be artificial intelligence. It's going to be a false image. It's not going to be a human. Most likely some kind of a computer, statue, hologram, whatever it is. Man, you know, they got technology right now that can bring another voice to your thoughts. No matter where you are, all over the world, they can change the weather, they can change the earthquakes, they can change everything with this technology. It's been going on for years. They've been manipulating and controlling. Think about it. When we were kids, well, we're going to protect you from all of these diseases, but you got the diseases. You were infected by them. The whole world has herpes. It's shingles, it's chicken pox, it's small pox, big pox, little pox, square pox, round pox, I don't know. Any kind of pox. Poxitis. But they've infected us with all of these diseases so they would manifest at a certain time and hope to wipe you out. If it left a scar on your skin, there's something wrong. But our parents were ignorant. They didn't have spiritual sight. Most of our family was brought up in religion. Go to church, throw a quarter in, then go home and watch a football game. There was really no spiritual power, spiritual sight. There was a bunch of words with no power. Anyways, we could be on that all day long. Isaiah 6, please. In verse 6. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity has taken away, and your sin is purged." Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am. Send me." Then he said, "Go and tell this people who keep on hearing but do not understand, who keep seeing but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be what? Be healed." This is a nation right now that is deaf, dumb, blinded. They can't comprehend and understand. They're fighting for their lives, calling themselves Christians, walking around with a patch, but they have not surrendered their life. They're fighting for it. Amen. They live a life of survival, not surrender. Here we see the cleansed by the blood of Christ, sent to a people, we've been sent to a people of dull-heartedness. They are not able to see fully. In Hebrews chapter 5, you know, this isn't to puff us up or make us any better. It's to prepare us so we're available. In verse 12, please. "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in word of righteousness, for he is a what? Babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their what? Have their senses or their sights, spiritual sights, exercised to discern both good and evil." Does everybody get it? How many, spiritual sight is your sense. You see now. See, because now that you're spiritually seeing, those are your senses. You are discerning what? What's good, what's evil. What's pleasing God, what's displeasing God. Well, listen, when you know someone by their fruit, it's not by everything they say, it's by everything they desire. Amen? Things they do. We're to use the spiritual sight to discern, learning to hear and see by practice. Tongues of vision. Tongues of vision. And I'm going to close at Romans 2. Romans 2, verse 1, let's speak. Is everybody there? Therefore, you are inexcusable, old man or old person, whoever you are who judge. From whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. Nice. There's everybody else accusing all, man, this person. But they're doing the same thing. Then they wonder why stuff happens to them. But we know that the judgment of God is according to the truth against those who practice such things. And you, do you think this, oh man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you'll escape the judgment of God? Nope. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impotent heart, you are treasuring up for yourselves wrath and the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds eternal life to those who by practice, who by what? Who by patience, yeah, continue in doing good. What's patience? Endurance. Endurance. Seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But those who are self-seeking do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish, and every soul of a man who does evil, of the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. There is no partiality with God. And yes, that is for sure. So again, don't take it for granted. Amen? Don't trample the beautiful gift. It's a beautiful gift. Stay filled, stay dressed, stay possessed with the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit and look. Don't be blinded. Don't just pray and walk away. Pray in the Spirit and look. Begin to practice it. Practice it. Write it down, what you see. What's God speaking to you about it? Amen? Didn't he say write down the vision? Amen. So God answers and speak to us in every way. And if there's a delay, it's coming. Amen? It's coming. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Hallelujah. We should prepare our hearts for communion and bring revelation as we partake in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.